going into a paradigm never ever experienced before on this planet, and you know, everything that we held to be true is being shattered, and life as we knew it is gone. And so what do you do? You know, what do you do? I mean, you're sitting here experiencing this huge just element of revelation and the clarion call, and the governments are shutting down, and there's no stability or economy, and you know, everybody's got this you know, this viewpoint that it's all coming to doom and gloom, and this is what I don't quite understand. You know, is that you gotta maintain and hold an element that keeps you positive and stapled into your passion, stapled into this new expression of life. Or otherwise, you're gonna get swept away. And it's just, we are right at that nexus of a brand new experience here.
Yeah, from my perspective, the massive spike, which in hindsight you could see it's been leading up to it, because you can't just flick a switch and all of a sudden, hey, heaven, because things, reasons, and we're still working through dare, you know, it could be karma, thought processes, loops, beliefs, whatever, something. We sort of have to do some spring cleaning, if I can use that example. And my dream bubble in this latest wave, I felt sort of, I'm tired. I think that's because it's just calibrating to the energy. Apart from that, never sort of been even keel, because I've decided now, this, if it resonates with you, try it out. If it doesn't resonate with you, I'll just put you on hold for 10 seconds and then we'll be back to our normal programming. I'm staying, trying to find that zero point of now. I'm not worrying about it and focusing on that. I'm doing it through staying one day at a time, you know, like drug addicts or Alcohol Anonymous, you know, AA meetings, just one day at a time, so you don't have to worry about the past or the future. Find your highest excitement, and usually that's through your passion. And so, like, if you love playing guitar, but you also may like to eat, and so if your highest excitement, maybe I'm going to heat up lasagna. It could be something simple as that, or I'm going to write Star Wars 8 or 10 or whatever. You know, it's, for me, it's finding that the passion and wrecking, because doing the work where you recognize the, you know, like, on a basic level, I'm tired of feeling negativity, like the anger and the sadness and everything else like that. To me, it feels like it's weighing down. And I'm like, no. And I've made a conscious choice of, like, no, I'm not ignoring it though. That's the fun part, where if you want to expand on it, it's doing the shadow work, where the shadow is there to actually help you and as a friend, and you can negotiate or work with and find that balance and then move forward. Does that make sense?
No, it does. You know, the shadow work is really where we're going to find our greatest elements of self-reflection, because without our shadow, we cannot find the light. You know, it's duality. The duality is here in this 3D density to give us, again, a sense of understanding. You know, the both light and dark are still illusion, because they appear and only reflect a, you know, this holographic reality that we have known to be true. To be true, it's, this is something we have been programmed into a mindset. It's funny you say one day at a time and this AA, because in this reality we are actually, You know, thrown into this subjugation and slavery of survival and the needs and wants of our addiction. You know, we are addicted to this reality because of our needs and wants and what we believe to be true and how we negotiate life and the vindication of our ego. It is just a cycle. It's a cycle that goes nowhere fast, and it's insatiable. In this paradigm, is designed to be such. You know, it's designed to keep us in this this lockstep of whatever it is that they're currently programming us with, their false flags and their ill intent and their, you know, their finite world of existence that basically is creating this essence of chaos, you know, this essence of mortality, this judgment and despair and dystopia. This has all been our reality for you know, 26,000 years. We're waking up as a race. And the shadow aspect that you're speaking of, you have to understand that is your reflection. You know, so in relationship, when you're going out there, what's really important right now is that if you're in a situation that is conflict, you know, or it's being, could be a codependent, for and against and pentatonic on the donkey in trying to resolve your situation, and you're finding maybe a traumatic experience. These are all elements that we need to be aware of, that we're still holding on to, an aspect that keeping us stapled into this 3D. So if you have a situation out there where you're being backstabbed or being just judged, or you're being criticized, or you're being, you know, just some element of trauma, you need to see that trauma. The trauma really needs to come out. You need to not to get involved and hook into it and become part of that play, because that just, again, that's the way they keep you hooked. And to take a step back and understand, there's still part of me that's still playing this game in this conflict or in this ill-resolved situation that's just been repetitive for so many years. You know, it's an emotional signature that keeps on coming around like skipping a vinyl record. You just hear that whole scenario again. It's your shadow self just trying to play out, and you're not seeing it. It's going to skip and skip and skip until you finally resolve yourself. But this is so crucial right now, because you cannot move forward. It's like having one foot, you know, nailed into the floor, and you're trying to walk forward. And you're just going to go in a circle until you resolve that situation. But the shadow self here needs to be reflected. So the person or element, or even the virus or the government, or whatever it is that you're sitting there yelling and screaming at, is reflecting your own shadow. And you got to understand that this is an opportunity to take a step back and not get involved.
Yeah, the neutral observer. And it's a fascinating thing, because it's all we're all unique individuals or beings. And if there was one path to enlightenment, there'd be one person. That wouldn't be me. it's fascinating now where, in the chat room, they've mentioned the New World Order. And my perspective is that they're trying. And it's like, I'm a disappointed parent. Oh, you're trying that, are you? Good luck with that. And it's sort of like the energy. The other thing as well, you can be aware, and help me out here, Viking, maybe just clarify for myself. You don't ignore it. You can be aware of it, but you don't engage, because where attention flows, energy goes where attention shows. Or I keep mixing that up. But anyway, wherever you look, it's like any science experiment. You're entangled on its quantum level, basically, because you're observing it, and it's through your prism of reality. And someone put up a great meme. If you're aware of the classic meme of an attractive girl's in the foreground, and there's a couple, and the guy is got his head turned around and going, "Ooh, she's attractive," and the girlfriend catches him. What they've done is they've taken the girlfriend that catches him and plastered him about 8 times. And so it's like the observer, the quantum reality they're looking at, and all the other fractions of quantum reality that aren't being observed, type things. It made me laugh. It's a quantum joke. So it's just for me, and I'm sure this may help other people, we are aware of what people are trying to do. And there's an element, because from my perspective, we're coming out of duality, which is doing the shadow work. The two can become one, or three, if that makes sense, where you know bad things are happening, but by tapping into your inner self, that God spark, you don't feed it, and you're aware of it. And it's what we're seeing is there's that slow decay. And that's why, because I have been catching up on your shows. I think I'm about 8 weeks behind. I am catching up. However, I think in my time stream, they're the right shows for the right time. And as you put forward in one of them, that the coronavirus was released earlier, and I think that may be a prime creator move by going, oh, you want to do that? I'll put it out now, and so you're not prepared for it. And so they're doing their final play, and it's not working, and you can see all the division and people realizing that we do use the term awakening. However, what's going on is it's dissolving at the same time. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes. You know, the fact that they're trying to push it and they're not able to keep it stapled in, their fear and chaos and keeping us housebound and in mask and social distancing, the algorithms for the past 2 months have been saying, oh, there's going to be a second wave. Well, this is the second wave is when they really wanted it to be released, because they want to keep us housebound during the election. The election is the major concern for the Democrats now, because what's eight months away is that they're going to lose. And so the only way that they can win is keeping us housebound and mail-in voting. And I believe if that was even close, Trump would call martial law and suspend the election. So I'm not worried about that. But they're also, their second agenda, it was to create a virus for this. And so they wanted to have it released again in September or October, so they would keep us housebound and have a virus ready. Why did they release this thing and not have a virus? I mean, not have a vaccine. I'm sorry, a vaccine ready at hand to administer. So this was jump started, as you pointed out, way before it was supposed to. And in the process, you're mentioning Prime Creator or the Divine Spark or whatever. It was given the opportunity, so both parties now can have a play, because Trump did definitely tooled up for this, and the deep state just kind of ran out of steam, you know, with their rhetoric. And I just feel that, it's all going to play out. As far as this being in this particular point in our evolution as human beings on this planet, we are also going through a major shift. And as I said, one of the greatest positive points with this coronavirus is that hundreds of thousands of people are waking up every day, seeing that this whole thing has been just, paid for play op to, again, keep us to keep us subjugated and in their agenda to subjugate humanity. You know, this is the New World Order, was to subjugate humanity. What is happening on the other side of the pendulum is a new world expression of life that is going to give us an opportunity to have free reign with their creative free will and choice in a reflection of our passion, you know, skill sets, skill craft, skill arts. We can now all of us engage in life, whether you're, you know, gainfully employed or a farmer, or you just want to work in your garden or be a musician or a comedian. You can be, it can benefit humanity as a whole, you know, from your passion, and that we all can be in this unity consciousness where we are co-creating this new utopian society on this planet. It has to go through these phases. This next 7 years is going to be a buildup and a reconfiguration of the world geopolitical structure as we know it, and the geoeconomics as we know it is going to go through a shift. But I believe the second 7 years, that even that's going to dissolve, because we're going to be going into what's known as a world federation. And the currencies will dissolve into a dominant credit structure that will start to set ourselves up for free trade with actually the galactic communities at large. So in the next 14 years, you're going to start to see us freely engaging with the galactic societies in our galaxy. So it just has to go through this nexus. We are in this complete transition from the old world to this new expression of life. And what's in store right now for every individual is, as you're pointing out, they need to do their due diligence and be on guard and their vanguard in their emotional traumas, because your emotional traumas create a signature resonance, like you dial in a radio, you get a signature resonance that you're still encumbered with. You're still negotiating life with this attitude or this this perspective or reflection that is not serving you. It's keeping you. It's actually this mindset that they program that manifests your reality, and they keep you. This is how they hook you. They keep you held in with these false precepts. As I said, it's not what you think to be true, but it's what you see and have a vision of life that actually serves you.
Yeah, I think David Icke said their currency is fear. And I do remember you saying in one of your shows, I have no idea which one, so don't ask me that. But the one major aspect of the virus is actually fear. And Andrew Bartz has put forward that the coronavirus, however its influence, it's karmic. Yeah, on a certain level. And you kind of can see that globally, because all the systems have been shown they're corrupt. The politicians, most people at the station know they're corrupt, but they've been shown how for a virus where there's a 98% survival rate, they've locked down everybody, and that's caused the economy the economy is corrupt and doesn't work. The health system is corrupt and doesn't work. Interesting enough, help me out, Viking. What's the malaria drug that Trump pointed out, and he was crucified by the press, as they do daily. But they're testing it here in Australia on 1,000 health workers.
So it's a hydrochloroquine, it's a Z-Pack. You have to have the Z-Pack to catalyze it.
Yeah, now I'd like to point out, please see a medical professional about using this. Don't be a complete knob like those two gits in Arizona and drink fish tank fluid. No. It's like, oh, it's the president said that. No, you should have gone to a doctor and found one that would actually help you out. And it's like, you know, I can't think of an example, but we don't give medical advice. We just share information that's worked for us. If you want to do something like that, go find a doctor that will do it. There are a lot of doctors. It's interesting. The information war has sparked anew, where there is a lot of doctors. Someone sent me a video of a GP in, I think, Austin, Texas, but it was in Texas, and she spoke for 13 minutes. And her disgust with the Texas Medical Board and the Federal Medical Board, and she's actually doing that whole thing about trying to save people and heal them, you know, what doctors should do. And you can see that there's a couple of guys from California explaining stuff. And then you have the media just pushing whatever Fauci or whatever his name is. You know what I mean? Where it's they don't have full spectrum dominance. Andrew Butzis calls it the domination of control through blame, shame, and guilt, which is linked to fear as well. And there are people that they don't want to get sick and die. Strangely enough, most people don't want to get sick and die. But with the virus, there's too much information. It's like, it isn't, as you've pointed out, a pandemic. It could have killed humanity in 3 days if it was the right pathogen to do that. But we're not seeing that. Like, the United States is in total lockdown, but New York seems to be the only one that is actually having that black plague effect. And there's other parts of the country, and this is why people are getting upset, because they're told they're not allowed to work, they can't generate money to survive, and then there's just all this pushback, and the ripples of that are going out, where there are people saying wear a mask, stay at home, do all this, and then there's other people going, well, if you're in your own car by yourself, why are you wearing a mask? That's like going to sleep with wearing a condom. Is that what you do? And it's interesting to see how it is unfolding, because, we go back to the old saying, people are waking up. They're realizing stuff of like, well, hang on, what's going on? Now, I'm not, I find it interesting. People say, there is no virus. I'm like, yeah, okay, I've been sick before. And yeah, so I won't open that that rabbit hole. But what we're seeing, because we're in the third week of May and we're still here. and people are marching, mostly peacefully. I would say 99.5% of the people are peacefully. And that's why I don't understand how this New World Order, their plans. It's like, how are you going to control 7 billion people without telling a lie and using the television and media? Because people are waking up. Before all this happened, I know people that know this information, but they haven't made that choice in their heart type thing where they're just playing the game to survive, but they're aware of what's going on. What we've seen is they've pulled the curtain back, and like in Wizard of Oz, and you can see the man behind the curtain playing with a 1950s computer while you're holding your smartphone.
What is really to understand this process of what a lot of us refer to as ascension, a lot of it's referred to as the waking up process. A lot of it is referred to as in this new age woo-woo conspiracy that we are shifting densities. The main thing to remember is that you don't have to be a yogi, a vegetarian, meditating, and you know, in order to be part of this new wave of reality. You know, the main factor here is that you're waking up. You know, you could be, you know, a truck driver or a pile driver, or serving drinks behind a bar. You know, you could be all walks and facets of life. You know, the main criterion here is you are a systems buster. You know, like there's a wanted sign. You know, wanted systems buster to break down the old paradigm of New World Order and to create this new. The extension of life that is allowing us to have self-reflection and free will and choice in our passions of life. That's it. Just don't wake up. And then whatever you do, just be in that modality and coming from your true reflection of life rather than the truth that they're trying to get you to, again, lockstep in and in this mindset and this programmed reality. Waking up is key here. Waking up is all that is required to move into to this new density. You just have to, you know, by understanding that there's a 3D reality that we were kind of like in this daze and malaise and asleep at the wheel and just, you know, following anything that people told us to do is being truth and being kept in this a sadistic, a subjugated poverty and slavery. You know, this is waking up. You wake up and seeing that this New World Order, as Monty is pointing out, has been doing their best behind the curtain. They've done their best, and this is why they're losing their grip, because more and more people are realizing that they were holding the marionette strings on society, on global and every global engagement or campaign, be it, you know, the geopolitical, geoeconomic, you know, as far as, you know, infiltrating countries with their paramilitary forces and then giving them these slavery loans with their fiat currency and dominating the world with this illusory financial structure is crumbling. And there's no V-shaped recovery here. This is not a V-shaped. We're not going to recover back to where we were. We are literally transiting to a brand new structure. You have two choices here. You can see it as the end of the world. They're all going to die. There's going to be a pandemic. There's going to be a world war. And there's going to be, you know, nuclear incursions. And you can see this whole thing, you know, that they're going to, you know, Trump's, you know, orange man wears, you know, adult diapers and he's bad. This is not, you know, you could go that route. And that's a timeline that you can, again, place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Is that the timeline you want to manifest? Is that really the energetics you want to feed it? Because the energetics here, where we as humanity goes on this planet as unity consciousness will manifest, are end result. That's why, yeah. That's why I continually stay positive. I continually stay positive knowing that there's extreme hope on this planet. For the first time ever, we are positioning ourselves for success.
Yeah, there's an Australian band. We're going to probably lose everyone outside of Australia, but they're called This Is Serious Mum, or TISM for short. I think that one of the lead singers would do poetry, and I think he was having a go at Moby. But the one line that sticks out of it is, most of us are nice. And, you know, 80%, 90%, 99% of people, if they're in the right circumstances, we're nice and we do the right thing. And it's when you have economic pressure and everything else and not dealing with past traumatic stress and all this type of stuff. I'm using basic terms, so I'm sort of glossing over it. But most of us want you know, everything to be all right and everyone to prosper and do well. If we don't, it's usually because we have our own issues. And what we're seeing is, the way I explain it is, let me see, the reality that the mainstream media puts forward is what we want, but it's not what we have. And what we're seeing is that breakdown of the spell of the media, where everyone's doing well, everyone's nice. I mean, yes, there are bad. Yeah, sometimes the world can be evil, and they keep pumping out all the, mind you, you know, 30-minute news report. It's death, famine, AIDS, death, famine, AIDS. Sports. Here's a cat up a tree. See you tomorrow. And everything is fear based, but it's still that projection of the mainstream that humanity's awesome and we're doing very well. And what we're seeing is that because the curtain's been removed, and it's the right time in a way, because the New World Order is stepping forward. It's like, aha. And I think the problem is they're being pushed. They didn't wait for the right time for their point of view to step forward and go, okay, we can save you now. They've been sort of pushed onto the stage and they haven't learnt their lines and they're trying to save us. And yet everything that they're putting forward has been exposed for being false, not in the highest good, just to hurt people. Like, it's interesting to see the division as well, where apparently Obamagate doesn't exist, and then there's other people saying, well, yeah, there's been a meme saying, you know, the president that never had scandals, and once you stop laughing, people have just gone, what about this? And there's 22 scandals. I mean, the one that sticks out in mind right now is that he won the Nobel Peace Prize and killed how many children with drone strikes over the next 8 years? You know, it's, you're getting that dichotomy, is that the right word?
And slave children at the border. He was the one that originally had the cages.
Yeah, yeah. It's like everything that Trump sort of got blamed for in the first 2 years, it came out that Obama did all that. Now, I mean, we could talk about why hasn't Trump stopped it, but I think we're sort of getting into a gray area because he could be playing the long game. I just think he's the right character for what we're going through, because the only option at the time was Hillary Clinton. And when I was actually doing this show at this time slot and Trump did his acceptance speech, my heart chakra or my soul or spark or whatever, just my chest lit up, knowing, you know, on a soul level, knowing that Hillary losing was the right thing. And so we went on to that time. There was a timeline shift, if I can use it in that language. So a lot of people think I'm a Trump supporter, the muggles, as we like to call them, because sheep is a bit put down. It's like you're doing this whole hierarchy thing. They're just muggles. You know, they can still learn. They can learn the stuff that we have and become awesome wizards, if I can keep the analogy going. They keep saying that I'm a Trump supporter. It's like, no, I'm not happy Trump won the election. I'm happy that Hillary lost the election. And it's just a different point of view. It's and the way that the Democrats have been trying to, instead of actually finding a leader and putting forward policies that will help the American people, they've basically turned into a five-year-old and says, Orange Man bad for 3 years. And they're kicking and screaming, and the people are shifting. Trump's not perfect. He does bad things sometimes, but he's human. We're all human. So, you know, you can't expect perfection. But they're putting up Biden, who clearly has dementia and likes to grope women. And the latest one is that Nancy Pelosi, in an interview, she came out and called the president morbidly obese. And it's like, well, can now he call you something? Because you look like you're from the Dawn of the Dead movie and have an alcohol problem. You know what I mean? I like Jesse Ventura's point of view that politics is like wrestling. They fight each other on the stage, but once they go backstage, they go out to dinner with each other. Oh, you muted yourself.
I got a new computer. I keep on. I knew. So when you're looking at the lamestream media here, you have to have there's two aspects here. You either watch it, and it's like throwing your mind into a wood chipper. You know, it just constantly will fragment your reality. Constantly will create fear or distrust or judgment. It's what it's designed to do. It's designed to keep you stapled in to this density. With your by addressing, you know, it reflects your shadow self, you know, or like Monty and I, a lot of us in the radio, we watch the news and as an observer to see them just shred that with their reality and they're basically shooting themselves in the foot and everything coming out of their mouths and might as well be talking into a mirror. I mean, I see this. I don't get affected by the news. I understand. I watch it strategically. See, if you can't handle it, don't watch the news. You know, just unplug and go out in your garden and create a sandcastle, you know, of your passion. You know, you just have to really handle the news for what it is. It's not news. It's a strategic campaign to keep us programmed into their dystopia.
A narrative.
Narrative, yes.
Yeah. See, that's a word that I've picked up this year is the narrative, because the global narrative is falling apart and they don't have control. In other words,
is their agenda, narrative and agenda.
Yeah. Time for a segue. Someone who can write his own narrative, because he's a writer. See what I did there? Bruce McDonald, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm very good. Hi, Viking. Hi, Monty. How are you guys doing? I've been listening in.
Hey, Bruce. Yeah,
we are doing well. I can say it on air, so then I'll have to do it. Viking, I'm going to invite you onto my podcast for an hour and just do an update, or just repeat the last 42 minutes. But I'll catch you on soon.
That'd be excellent.
Yes. Especially with the, I would open with the human resident spike. Now, to rope in Bruce into that sort of conversation, what's the weather like down there? Because you've been there 4 years now in Costa Rica?
Oh, 5.5, yeah.
5.5, yeah. So I'm just wondering, from a weather point of view, is something out of whack? Or is, because I know you're close to the equator, which is mainly it's either dry or wet. So, yeah. Just wondering, in the last 24, 48 hours, have you noticed anything, or your part of the world's fine?
A lot of rain, you know, a few thunderstorms, but that's pretty normal down here for May.
Yeah, because it wasn't globally, but there's been certain parts of the globe that have sort of reacted in sort of energy points. So, anything on your mind, or you just feel like a bit of a chinwag?
The latter. Yeah, nothing on my mind. I'll just chime in whenever. You guys are doing a great job.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, it's sort of... Viking, how about this? It seems to be we're in a Groundhog Day, but it's a different day. Does that make sense? It's sort of like energetically everything's all over the place. But for me, I'm sort of in a similar routine. It's fascinating. I've got a term, consciousness explorer. My belief engine is changing. And so instead of engaging with the global narrative, I'm just sort of working with what I have, which is in a way similar to what you do, Bruce, where you've decided like, not liking all this concrete jungle. I'm going to go to a real jungle, have a farm and be self-sustaining, and then wonder what I have to do with all these avocados.
Yeah. Hey, you know that old expression, the law of the jungle? It's actually, people always say that in a negative way. Well, what do you want to do, live in the law of the jungle? The law of the jungle, by the way, is perfect. It's perfect. And it accommodates human beings very, very well. So the law of the jungle is the most pronounced expression of natural law I've ever seen in my life. So I don't know who coined that phrase, law of the jungle, but it's a big misnomer.
I think they would just look at all the negative thing, like my brother was eaten by a lion. Mind you, he was shooting at the lion and trying to get a trophy. It's like, yeah, that's the law of the jungle. Then there's like the rest of the tribe. It's like, stay away from that big cat. It's angry. It's nature in that respect. And I haven't really had many conversations. I haven't met too many atheists because how can you prove God exists? Well, there's nature. You can see, how does a seahorse do what it does? And, oh, evolution. Yeah, but still, evolution doesn't make sense because a crocodile's been the same for millions of years. So, evolution had that day off. Been watching a lot of Lost. So, yeah, I get what you talk about where you go into the jungle. Apart from all the people trying to kill people and shooting everything, the island of Hawaii looks gorgeous with the rains and the fruit and everything so green.
Yeah, Hawaii is beautiful from what I hear. That's another place I could relocate to. Not one of the big tourist islands, but a smaller island there. So, yeah. So it's about 28 degrees Celsius every day here. It's just like a perfect day every day. You don't need air conditioning and you don't need heat. It's a perfect human climate.
Yep, that's my goal, I've decided, and I think I have to stay in Australia, so I'll probably just head north up to Queensland, because I'll be terrible learning another language, and there's not many English-speaking parts of the world that have land close enough to the equator, so we'll see what happens. I'm a cork on the ocean of reality, and I'm getting wet.
So going back to your analogy here, I like to see it as a glitch in the matrix. We're starting to see the glitches as the deep states on reality unfolds into this chaos. It's like a ball of twine and it's unwinding. It's unwinding now. It's starting to lose their construct. It's starting to lose their narrative. It's starting to lose their perspective. There's a lot of infighting. They know that they all got nooses around their neck. It's a matter of time before they drop. It's actually if you can really release yourself from the critical aspect of it, it's quite comical. It really is. I mean, they're just like running around with their like chickens with their heads cut off. And I've actually seen that, by the way. Where you take a chicken's head off and it continues to run around and actually chase you. I was a kid. I was terrified by this. It is coming apart at the seams. The glitch in the matrix is happening, and as people wake up, what they held to be true, what they were told in colleges and what they were told by, media, what they were told by social structure that they're wearing a white coat and have a PhD, then they must be right, is falling apart. And as more people realize that they need to take back their sovereignness, as Bruce often points out, take back your sovereignness and, be responsible for your own needs and wants of your daily life, rather than being dependent upon the matrix. These timelines are collapsing, and we're experiencing one of the greatest collapses of timelines, in our history of this planet. Atlantis never made it. They got caught up in the sociopathic, psychopathic, to the point of their own destruction with nuclear weapons. That's why the glasses in the Gobi Desert, is all from the nuclear blast that occurred with the downfall of Atlantis. We actually are making it. We're actually, moving forward here. And as I said earlier, place your bets, because where you put your intent and purpose here in life is critical. I'd rather be hopeful, maintain the vision of peace and prosperity, maintain the vision that we're in an evolution beyond our perception, that we're all going to be meeting at the end of this tunnel in some sort of unity consciousness. I'd rather be wrong than maintain the structure of a doomsday scenario and be right. You know, where are you putting your bet here? Where, because where you put your energetics is going to really create the tally, or the your vote is going to make a difference in how this world shifts. I think this is critical. You know, all these Christians and eclastic Bible thumpers out there, if they really have faith, they can't have faith and have a doomsday scenario. I got into this with Watchmen, you know, and I love the man, but how can you be, you know, of that purity and have a doomsday scenario? This doesn't work. Faith means that you really see humanity pushing through, and you have faith that people are going to, you know, wake up and learn to wipe their own ass and find some sort of peace and joy. I mean, this is really where I have to always, no matter what, maintain my positive output here.
Yes, we have been joined by Steve Zalarath. I'm getting better at that. How are you, Steve?
I don't blame you anymore. It's those Australian R's.
Yeah, I know, because like sometimes you speak funny, eh? How are you, Steve? What's going on?
I'm okay. I had a frustrating gaming session that like derailed my mojo. One of those online games where like if you lose something, there's no save point you can go back to because it's an online experience. So I was like, gah.
Hell like life.
Just a few interesting videos, and now here I am.
Oh, yes. Well, I downloaded your hour long for your band. I'm going to watch that when I can. So I've saved it and I'll be watching that, which is good because that's a perfect example of someone finding their passion.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah. We got some more stuff. We were going to do some cool stuff over the weekend that was going to be loaded up, but I had the car accident, and so I just had to cancel because the logistics of me getting from home to the studio and back by myself was just something I needed mental and economic preparation for.
Yes. So are you all right, and how's the car?
I'm okay. The radiator is leaking, so I can't drive it. It'll overheat. So I'm grounded in that respect. Out of a responsibility to talking to insurance companies, my Uber account is on hold until after the repairs are fixed. So even when I get the repairs fixed, it might take a day for me to get back behind the wheel because they need to confirm that the car is safe to drive with some pictures and whatnot.
Yeah, that's understandable.
So you know, I just I have to sit and trust the universe that everything's okay, and I think I may have to call my phone company and ask them for a extension on the deadline of my bill. Other than that, hopefully I will be able to make all the money I need to make by the end of the goddamn month.
Well, I was going to mention it earlier, but it's a perfect time to bring it up now, is that, you're human, adapt, and I know you will. So that's the sort of going back to what Viking's saying about...
I may be human, but I'm probably borderline living God, so that's okay.
Yeah, well, you can still adapt. That's the main thing.
Walks around like a vagabond. So
that's the trick is where, you know, I'm almost a god. You don't go around trying to get a cult going. I know you aren't, but there is people like I sort of had a similar experience in the way what I'm going to I should have done it the other way anyway, where I had a moment of like, I'm on my path, my soul's going awesome. Then I fell down some stairs. Yeah, there's a way that the universe humbles you. So it's, I think you're aware. Yeah. It's like,
you have to realize that having really, really low moments, having low vibration moments are part of being human, and you've not lost a damn thing. You know, it's just, you're always going to be like the most ascended master is going to have those issues. Unless of course that ascended master lives up on a mountain and doesn't care much for anybody, then they don't have good days or bad days. They just have days on a mountain.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm a hermit. I'm not going out there. It's all people-y and stuff. I'll have to engage and then... Yeah.
The Wheel of Fortune eventually.
Yeah. Yes, well, I have to buy cat food, so I do have to leave the house. Let's be fair. We're coming up to the break, so it'll be 1 or 2 minutes. You're listening to Revolution Radio, and the chat room kicked me out, so I'm having cookie problems, and it's annoying. So I'll see what I can do... during the break, because the server I'm using doesn't like it or something. 2020 and nothing works. that's basically with technology and everything. So, we've got a minute or two, so we're going to probably just talk fluff to get to the break. That's the interesting part. So, I hope everyone listening is doing well, and be aware and don't let the fear get to you. And it is fascinating when you're having those low points, which is part of, you can use it as shadow work, or you realize if something goes wrong, you allow the universe to go, now you have something so much better because you went through that. I'm not a big fan of, like, you have to go through pain to learn stuff. It's like, that's kind of the old way. Now it's like, if you go through pain, if you work it through the right way, it's like signing off on a contract. It's like, yeah, done that. The debt's whatever. Yep, fair enough. It's the echoes of the lesson that get me occasionally. It's like, why am I doing this again? Ah, come on. So it's, yeah, the universe is kind of weird. And if you if you're not really a fan of manifesting, simple things is trying to catch public transport or car parks, because that's a simple way of like, oh, I'm going to turn up to the place I have to be, and there'll be a car spot right in front, and bang, there you are. So you can, don't manifest meeting Jesus. That may take a while. But car spots, much easier. Well, I'm sure, Steve, with your experience driving around in the Uber, you would know just like when you get parks or getting fares and everything else like that. It's, this universe is very fascinating. And there's the music. So I think I fluffed enough. Yeah. All right. You're listening to Revolution Radio. This is Planet Collingwood Open Roundtable. We'll be back after these short messages, and we'll continue on just having a chin wag. So I love you all, but from afar.
Certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Be evasive. But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and also the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.